Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family.
Hello there. Welcome back.
As always, guys, check in to all three channels as it's been a busy, busy, busy one. It's a busy, busy, busy day.
Busy buzz. You know, it reminds me of that thing. I'm sorry. I don't know what I'm talking about, but buzz, buzz, buzz. I'm a buzzing bee when the little creature on one of those cartoons was saying that. I don't know where that came from. Sorry.
When you talk about that, it reminds me of Zeke, because you used to do that to Zeke sometimes, trying to get him to take his medicine or whatever it was. Significant tornado outbreak will likely happen this evening. It's got the potential. So, Louisiana, Arkansas, Mississippi, Texas, Tennessee as well. You know, just be aware, pretty severe storms out there currently. The potential is there. Then we have another massive fire going on. This is in Manhattan, Chinatown area. And it was a raging inferno. And it injured 10 people, including 8 firefighters. They do say they have it under control right now. You know, Chinatown. Kind of a little symbolism maybe there. Here you see some footage from northeastern Syria that is reported to show Iranian forces conducting heavy artillery attack on U.S. coalition base in Deir ez-Zor region. More than 20 missiles target the American base in the Conoco gas field area. Yeah, actually, there's a lot of activity going on right now. As you can see, the internet and Twitter's all abuzz by this. And this is very interesting to just watch everything unfold. And Mexico finally applies to join BRICS. And so think about this again. We've touched on this, and there's another video that's going to be coming out in a couple hours we have scheduled over on Evolutionary. I would normally put this on Evolutionary, but there's just so much going on, trying to even the things out. You know, you're going to have basically, as the war is becoming obvious to everybody, you're going to have enemies right there at the Rio Grande. And, of course, you know, as far as the average citizen goes around the world, I don't view, you know, the average person in China, Russia, and Mexico as an enemy. No, it's all the insane leadership that we see on this planet, always creating these wars, just constantly creating these wars. And you got to question the sanity of humanity to let this just continue on.
You do. I mean, but it still continues on, and it's really sad. And I think the only thing we can do is understand that it is going to bring us to a place of change that is very desperately needed.
And it says pro-Iranian militia targets vicinity of the American base, you know, over in that Conoco gas area. There's a lot of planes afloat right now. Strong and successive explosions heard at the entrances to the city of Al-Mayadin in the eastern countryside. You know, a U.S. military official confirms to Al Jazeera that one of the American military bases has been targeted by 6 to 8. Rockets. Other reports are saying more like 20 or more. Heavy Air Force activity reported over eastern Syria. Apache helicopters, U.S. warplanes flying in the sky. I saw B-52 bombers taking off and heading in that direction as well. In other reports, as you see, warplanes taking off from Qatar. This feels icky. This feels like this could easily escalate into a much more serious direct confrontation than we've seen with U.S. forces, as U.S. and Iranian militia forces are exchanging. 3 U.S. bases in Syria currently on constant artillery fire. As many people know, I've seen the comments, you know, you guys understand. Because again, we talk to the same people. 99% of the people are the same people day in, day out. You guys get it. You know, the U.S. was never asked to go in there. Of course not. No, it's never been that way. In 2017, the U.S. was in darn close to 95% of the countries in the world militarily. Obviously, you know, the Roman Empire just morphs. It really hasn't changed. As, you know, Biden addresses the attack on U.S. forces in Syria and the airstrikes on Iranian-backed militant groups. And he said the U.S. does not seek conflict with Iran, but is prepared to act forcefully to protect our people. Okay, direct conflict with Iran, U.S. against Iran. Right now you have China and Ukraine, obviously. NATO's backing Ukraine. And you have Iran backing Russia. They've been sending drones and other equipment. China, it's obvious. This is just the early days of World War III that we're watching. And then you always have the pot calling the kettle black. Iran's foreign minister, Hossein Amir Abdollahian: "We strongly condemn the crackdown on peaceful protesters in France. We call on the French government to respect human rights and avoid resorting to force against the people." Look at the crackdown in Iran. You know, all these governments crack down on their citizens. That's the part that is just tragically hysterical and just tragic at the same time.
It's a huge mess. It really is.
It's beyond a joke. It's so sad, and it just is a cycle of tragedy that we see. Biden says, "Oh, the banks are in pretty good shape." Yeah, we're going to trust a word coming from your mouth? Yeah, as small banks see the biggest deposit outflow on record.
You know, all I have to say is, didn't he say the ruble is rubbish or something like that, right?
Yeah, he said the ruble is rubbish, but, you know, the dollar has been dumped as... Yeah, you know, that's the reality of it. And the switch is on to the BRICS nations. You don't have to bet on it. And, you know, maybe some people that are very, very financially savvy are betting on it and shifting all their money over to the other side and away from anything to do with NATO and the U.S. So you have a massive outflow going on, the highest on record. And we see Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen calls unscheduled close to the public meeting with top financial regulators. Yeah, that's the question. Collapse imminent. Now, Chuck will, you know, sometimes he's a drama king, so to speak. So you always got to watch these things. But it's not too far off. It's not too far off. But, you know, again, it feels like, honestly, I really was thinking and feeling that the direct conflict was still months away, and really kind of hoping that we'd have another, maybe we could have a whole year to get ready, you know, people could get more ready, keep waking up people, but it feels like they are putting the pedal to the metal. I think everything is about how fast everybody wakes up. You know, when you see what's going on in France and you got a huge percentage of the population out in the streets, you know, they're looking at that and they're gauging, you know, how much people will take. And, you know, hey, when the war comes to everybody's front door, then all of a sudden everything else takes a back seat. That's just kind of the reality of it. You know, people will start to... You know, hey, we're all getting shot at now. You know, then you take cover instead of thinking, you know, about how pissed you are about the financial situation.
You know, and what I can't stop thinking about too is that Pluto thing that we have going on for the next 3 months. And whenever we have a planetary pivot going on, big things can change.
Oh, absolutely. It's getting real. Unease over banking sector turmoil spurs huge demand for physical precious metals. So obviously, you know, a lot of people are reading the sign on the wall and doing what they can to, you know, at least make things easier on their family and themselves and their loved ones. A little kiss goes a long way, especially with a sweet little doe and, you know, a nice little gentleman there. And I hope I'm allowed to say that in this world. Mm-hmm.
You know, I just can't get over this. This is the sweetest thing. And it's really helpful to always remember this in life. When in doubt, be kind. be kind. And I swear that is such a healing thing to do.
Yeah. So, you know, put your prayers and in your positive intentions. Let peace prevail. May the veil that clouds the minds of the masses be lifted. May they understand that they are put on this collision course purposefully, completely being manipulated. And, you know, may, again, peace prevail.
Indeed.
As always, God bless and namaste.
Namaste.